And we don't really get him back in Canada until sort of the 2000s, where in 2000, he hosts an event called Unite the Right Canada.
With Ezra Levant.
Yeah, with Ezra Levant, indeed. Just one of many famous events called Unite the Right. Good stuff always happens when there's an event called Unite the Right. So this was also called the Winds of Change.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Just trying to free Canada from the Soviet grip of the Chrétien administration.
Unite the Right, blood and soil get together.
So it was David Frum and Ezra Levant, who now hate each other. It did not succeed in the short term. It was attended by the Reform Party, so which we've spoken about in this podcast before, sort of the Canadian sort of far-right party, and many progressive conservative members from Ontario and Alberta, but senior PCs from the Federal Party, the kind of well-mannered, well-heeled, senior, prestigious politicians, the kind that Frum courts, stayed away. So it was considered a failure. But the Winds of Change ultimately led to the creation of the Canadian Alliance, and eventually the Progressive Conservative Party. So David Frum, directly responsible for the state of right-wing Canadian politics today, no matter how much he may decry it. He brought the Reform Party and the Canadian Alliance into the so-called reasonable conservative tent. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you so much for saying how you support all of this stuff. And again, that we need to have it continuing to be you who supports all this good stuff now. You literally hosted the conference that started all these parties moving together.
That's not unique to David Frum, and it's not unique in Canada. It's like, for example, the Blairite consensus in the UK, you know, like the actual... like underpinnings of this like rightward drift in UK Labour politics can mostly be pinned on Tony Blair, but because Tony Blair has to be he has to be rehabbed in order for that mode of liberal consensus to have any validity, that means no matter how awful of a prime minister he was, no matter how awful the policies were, he must always be rehabbed, which is how they end up with a Keir Starmer, for example. The same thing goes for Canada. Like, no matter how awful the politics of Jean Chrétien or how awful the politics of Paul Martin, we always have to consider them these sagacious and these wise elder statesmen, no matter how awful their policies, for example, towards Indigenous people, no matter how awful their policies are, no matter how awful their foreign policy, you know, where even though Paul Martin and Jean Chrétien didn't go all in on the war in Iraq, they did definitely go on the war in Afghanistan. Chrétien definitely did host the Ottawa Initiative Conference, wherein a bunch of countries got together and decided, like, yeah, let's just go and fuck up Haiti. Let's just go and kidnap their president, you know? And
that's right.
It's like, these are things that we absolutely just shoved down the memory hole, not because they're not bad things that were done, but because in order to carry water for this brand of politics, their originators have to be held in good standing, if that makes any sense.
Mm-hmm. No, absolutely. Yeah. And it's why, like, I think if it's why, you know, I think it's important also to say, like, as you say, like, this memory holding sort of, it happens to protect almost like brands, where the progressive conservative brand, or the sort of, like, you might say sort of America, Canada-wide, never Trump, polite conservative brand, or the anyone but conservatives brand. All of these sort of brands of politics that live in people's heads must be protected from their own pasts at all costs, effectively.
Yeah, exactly. And then you just count on people to never do the research, or count on people to never, like, I don't know, have functioning memories. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's key. That's key to all of this working, is don't look into anything ever. You will remember nothing.